She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Liz Cheney, very conservative Republican congresswoman from Wyoming. She has some integrity. She's attacked Trump, said it's a big lie that he somehow lost the election through fraud. She now has security, a security detail to protect her from death threats. From January through March, she had to spend $58,000 on security. The June figures will be in as of June 30, and it'll be that much or more. You're talking well over $200,000 a year for security for a congresswoman. Let me tell you something. The instigator of this is Donald Trump. He gives these speeches where he'll say, Liz Cheney has got to go. Liz Cheney has got to be taken out. He uses all these double entendres, and the crowd cheers knowingly. And he smirks. Now, when he ran against Hillary Clinton, he said, maybe the Second Amendment people can take care of Hillary Clinton. Secret Service talked to him. He said, oh, I meant they should vote. They didn't have the guts to arrest him. They should have. Somebody said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Donald Trump. You'd get a call from the Secret Service, and you shouldn't do it. He said that Hillary Clinton's bodyguards should be disarmed. He's injected violence back into our culture. There are many, many death threats at every levels of government. Many of them cannot afford security. Many of them do not have campaign accounts from which it is now lawful pursuant to a new FEC rule to pay for security, believe it or not. A lot of them have security. What do you do if you're a county election commissioner in Philadelphia and you get a death threat and you can't afford security and they threaten your family? You know what you do? You resign. And that's the whole idea. Squeeze them out. And then gerrymandered Republican legislatures will replace them with the apparatchiks from the Republican legislature who will, they'll count the vote. All right. They'll count the vote. They won't count all the votes. They won't count votes that they think were cast in error. This is like Russia under Stalin is what it is. Something's got to be done. One thing that has to be done is there has to be investigation of these threats. And when people are arrested, right now they get real sorrowful and they say, oh, I lost my head and everything. Really, how about 5 years in jail and you're going this afternoon? Well, can I have 30 days to arrange my affairs, say goodbye to my wife and kids? No. Sheriff, take him out, drag him out, screaming and crying, throw him in the who's gal. That's what you start doing. And these people start to shut up real fast. That's what's happening. Need a lot stronger leadership to oppose this. A lot stronger leadership. Getting back to Wisconsin, remember we have about $4.4 billion in unanticipated revenues beyond what we budgeted. Governor Evers has proposed that a great deal of it go to education. If we don't fund education in the state, we're going to lose $2.3 billion, with a B, in federal educational relief, which is just the return of our tax dollars. Every other state in the country is getting it proportionate to their population. The Republicans are going, well, we don't need that $2.3 billion. So we are going to fund education, except for a token amount, out of COVID relief, the early COVID relief. And the federal government said, no, you're not supposed to do that to somehow relieve your own budgets. You're supposed to pay for COVID relief, and this is separate. So they are willing to give up $2.3 billion of your tax dollars. Already given up $1 billion in Medicaid money of your tax dollars. That would have relieved us of that. And they've already given up $1 billion in train money. They already promised $4.5 billion to Foxconn. They're not honest, but they're also not competent to handle money. They're not competent to handle your tax dollars. What do they propose, by the way, to do with this $4.4 billion unanticipated revenue? They propose to give tax cuts, which it turns out almost entirely benefit the people in this state in the upper 25% of income. The lower 75%, which is three quarters of people, get squat, literally get squat. Let me throw something out. Everybody says, and no one's really thought about this, we got to get property taxes down. Everybody agrees on that. Property taxes are a regressive tax. Milwaukee County, you're going to pay about 2.5% of the value of your house in property taxes every year. So $25,000 or $2,500 per 100,000. So for 200,000, you're going to pay 5,000 property taxes. And a lot of people can't afford that on Social Security and they can't keep their house. Have you thought about this? Money paid for education is a property tax cut. The property taxes largely fund education. When you put money into education, like the federal government said you have to get an additional $2.3 billion for education, you're lowering property taxes. That's the way to do it. Property taxes lowered help everybody. And they don't discriminate against wealthy people or poor people. If you have a mansion, you're going to get a good reduction. And if you have a $200,000 or $100,000 house, for you, you're going to get a good reduction. But they won't do it. The Republicans won't do it. And here is the sad fact that there may be $4.4 billion sitting in a bank account somewhere making very little interest because the Republicans won't agree to spend it the way it's supposed to be spent. If you continue to vote Republican at any level or for any position, you are voting for financial mismanagement, waste of your tax dollars, in absolute bad faith. The Republican Party cannot be trusted around money. Their donors certainly can't be trusted around money. So I'm saying it as plainly as I can. Money spent for education is a property tax cut. It is a property tax cut. It also has the benefit of improving our education statewide and strengthening the UW system, not just Madison UWM, but Stevens Point, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Whitewater, Superior, Oshkosh, everywhere. Republicans are standing in the way of it and will keep it moldering in an account. And if they ever got in as governor, they would take it. While at the same time, they're giving up $2.3 billion in federal money, our tax dollars, and all they have to do is vote money for education. And we now have $4.4 billion. And of course, not all of it will go to education, but a necessary amount will go. I don't know, how much vandalism can you stomach? You know, some of you are Republicans, some of you are independents. How much stupidity can you stomach? Incompetence, waste of your tax dollars. Giving up federal money that is our tax money. It was paid for by Wisconsin residents. This is one way of getting it back. We don't have space stations in this state. We do not have Navy bases like they do in the South. And for good reason. Our port, you know, we don't have a port on the Atlantic or the Gulf of Mexico or the Pacific. And our weather, you're not going to have a space station here. But we get anything back, even for education, even for healthcare. Republicans will turn it down. And yet they'll stick it to the state taxpayers to make up a little bit of it. And then give up $2.3 billion in federal money coming back. These people, you would not hire. Take a good look at them. Google them. You would not hire them for your business. I don't care how small it is. You would not want them. They're not, they have no worth when it comes to money. None whatsoever. Okay. Got that off my chest. I got that off my chest. There was a Monmouth County or I shouldn't say county, Monmouth College poll out of New Jersey. I know Monmouth College. I've known people who've gone to Monmouth College. Very interesting data that came out of it. It shows 80% of people, 71% of the people that they polled, and this is a broad poll of everybody, said that early voting should be easier. Only 16% should it be harder. That's everybody, including Republicans, joined in with that. On the other hand, voter ID, 80% of them said they want voter ID, and 18% no. Okay. 50% said voting by mail should be easier. 39% said it should be more difficult. 69% said that there should be national standards, like SB1 for federal elections. 25% said no. What does this tell us? It tells us that except for voter ID, everybody by huge margins in this country think that early voting should be easier, that there should be national standards for federal elections. 80% do want voter ID, so fine, give them voter ID. And half the people in this country think that even voting by mail should be easier. Only 39% no. There is a consensus out there to make voting easier, early voting easier, and mail easier. The only consensus that is different in that poll from the typical Democratic thinking is on voter ID. But they don't say in that one that you should tamper with voter ID. In other words, they don't say, for instance, well, get rid of student IDs as the proper voter ID. Put that back in, have student IDs count, and then pass SB1. That is what SB1 is. A very large majority of this country is for SB1, for voting rights. Republican, Democrat, everyone else. What's happening is the Republicans are making a serious mistake in blocking this, because believe it or not, they have a lot of voters who would vote for them if this thing went through. But it's the right thing to do to put through SB1, and Mitch McConnell should not be permitted to block it. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And I think it's gonna be a-